but there are dark times ahead for many of them, Sidious. An era of warfare necessary to purge the galaxy of those who have allowed it to decay. For decay has no cure. It has to be eradicated by the flames of a cleansing fire. And the Jedi are mostly to blame. Crippled by empathy, shackled to obedience, to their masters, their council, their cherished republic. They perpetuate a myth of equality, serving the Force as if it were a belief system that had been programmed into them. With the Republic, they are like indulgent parents, allowing their offspring to experiment with choices without consequence, and supporting wrong-headedness merely for the sake of maintaining family unity, tripping over their own robes in a rush to uphold a galactic government that has been deteriorating for centuries. When instead, they should be proclaiming, "We know what's best for you." The galaxy can't be set on the proper course until the Jedi Order and the corrupt Republic have been brought down. Only then can the Sith begin the process of rebuilding from the ground up. This is why we encourage star system rivalries and the goals of any group that aims to foment chaos and anarchy. Because destruction of any sort furthers our own goals. Plagueis paused to take the warrior's heart back into his hands. Through us, the powers of chaos are harnessed and exploited. Dark times don't simply emerge, Sidious. Enlightened beings, guiding intelligences, manipulate events to bring about a storm that will deliver power into the hands of an elite group, willing to make the hard choices the Republic fears to make. Beings may elect their leaders, but the Force has elected us. He glanced at his apprentice. Remember, though, that a cunning politician is capable of wreaking more havoc than two Sith lords armed with vibroblades, lightsabers, or force pikes. That is what you must become, with me advising you from the dark.
Are we grand enough? Sidious said.
You should ask, are we crude enough? Plagueis quirked a smile. We're not living in the age of giants, Sidious. But to succeed, we must become as beasts.
Taking a bite from the warrior's heart, he passed the blood-filled organ to his apprentice.